you're watching the Super Bowl this past weekend, you probably noticed that there was a lot of commercials about new sodas, and they're supposed to be healthier. What's that all about? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what was this all about? Boppy, boppy, what is it?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Yes, Poppy Soda, P-O-P-P-I. The ad during the Super Bowl called it the future of soda is now. And then the voiceover said this will be the last moment you ever think of soda as being a dirty word or as bad for you. You know, we've covered why we should all ditch soda. And now there's a new type of soda that's hitting the market. And they paid a lot of money to be shown at the Super Bowl.
Well, I have to say, I wasn't super surprised because to me, it seemed like a no-brainer. Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Sprite, like our usual sodas, like you haven't seen anybody disrupt that in a long time. How is this poppy one different?
Okay, so this is called a prebiotic soda. So prebiotic sodas are slightly different. There are more on the market, not just poppy, but the common theme is that they're designed to support your gut health because they have dietary fiber in the soda. This type of fiber that they put in poppy, it's known as a prebiotic. It helps promote the growth of healthy microbiotics or microbiome in the digestive system. And it's supposed to help you digest well and support the immune system, possibly influence your mood and mental well-being. Of course, the jury is out on a lot of those claims. But what's interesting is soda in general is really, really not good for you. There have been a ton of different studies talking about diet soda and how artificial sugar in those sodas promote obesity because they make you crave regular sugar. They really screw up the way the pancreas works. So Poppy boasts about 5 grams of sugar and it has fiber in it. And if you ask nutritionists, you can't get enough fiber in your diet. The average American doesn't have enough fiber, but prebiotic sodas are definitely not a necessity. It's better not to have soda because there is sugar in these sodas. There's stevia and there's also cane sugar. But if you're going to drink soda, these are probably a little bit healthier than a regular Coke.
So wait a minute. So Jenna, so it's better for your digestive system, but it's still putting an additive in there along with regular cane sugar. Like I know plenty of people do prefer cane sugar over like corn syrup or whatever, but now we're putting in also one of these additives. Didn't we hear that these additives just recently were carcinogenic?
That's a great point, Raven. I think what's really interesting about all of these additives is for years, people have known in small quantities, many of them can cause cancer in laboratory animals. So the situation is it enough for the average American to have cancer based on drinking these? So what you said is right. There's actual cane sugar and stevia. And so stevia seems to be a little bit safer than other alternative sugars. It may be because they haven't done a ton of studies on them. I try to avoid these altogether. I just don't like the taste of them.
See, I crave a Diet Coke every once in a while. Like I love it, you know, and I'm looking at this and has less than 25 calories, less, like you said, 5 grams of sugar. To me, I'm sold. To have this in the fridge for every once in a while where I'm having a craving, I'm willing to give it a try.
Let me give you the defining aspects that's going to decide whether or not you like that.
Batista?
What does it taste like?
Right, exactly.
What does it taste like?
Well, you know
right.
What? We're going to find out. We have to find out.
I mean, we're got a decade, 2 decades in, 3 decades in, each one of us now on drinking Coca-Cola products, Pepsi products. I don't know whether or not that gets changed just like that, but we'll see.
On their website, it's $2.50 a can. It's not really that cheap.
Oh, that's really expensive.
Bye-bye. Choice made.
Unless it's delicious. Dr. Wider, find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.